Welcome once again to the Daring Adventures of Ditto.
Hey, what's with that theme music? What happened?
After the daring adventures in Marleybone, Ditto and Madame Jasmine were summoned to the distant and exotic land of Mushu.
But, we were just in Marleybone. We were just about to face down Meow Yardy. We fought our way through everything and made it up to Big Ben and...
That was like months ago. Nobody remembers that stuff. People want fresh and new and exciting.
I think a massive battle with the boss of all of Marleybone's crime would be considered pretty exciting. We want to know what happened.
Well, you obviously survived, so what's the big deal? Now, on to Mushu.
Well, sure, me survived, but what happened? These are supposed to be daring adventures full of danger and thrills.
Well, yes, it was very daring. It was amazing, thrilling. You were totally amazing, like a superhero.
Oh, I like that. Superhero Ditto sounds awesome.
Great, let's head to Mushu then. Ditto and Madame Jasmine.
But how did we defeat Meow Yardy and his devious minions? What amazing spells and strategy did we use to defeat such an amazing opponent? How did we... Hey, wait. I smell egg rolls.
Egg rolls? Oh yes, Mushu is full of them. But you wanted to get into last month's Meow Yardy battle in excruciating detail. So let's head back to dingy old Marleybone, where everything smells like day-old fish and chips wrapped in soggy newspaper.
No, that's okay, actually. I'm sure the fight was thrilling. Can we get back to the egg rolls now?
No, you're right. This is all about your daring adventures, so let's talk about the thrilling tale of Big Ben. The whole exciting story of your daring adventures there.
Oh, the whole story? That long, huh? Well, actually, now that you mention it, I'm sure the listeners have totally forgotten about that whole thing. It was just a few episodes, you know. Blow up a couple of robots, drop a meteor on a mime. Nothing all that exciting happened.
As Ditto approached the huge wooden and brass doors that led to the immense tower of Big Ben, he and Madame Jasmine...
But egg rolls! Can't we just...
The tower is immense. It looms in the fog like some great dark monolith, and at its peak stands the most foul and evil.
Do we really have to do this? Now me hungry. You think they have fried rice?
Definitely fried rice. And this amazing egg drop soup. It melts in your mouth and then does a happy little dance on your tongue.
Mmm, sounds so good. And then we can have fortune cookies and...
And we need to get up this tower and battle Meow Yardy first. So, as the doors open and Ditto peers into the gloomy interior of the enormous clock tower, he hears a deep, evil laugh echoing through the building, as if every stone and beam in the tower were infused with dark magics. Ditto raises his staff and...
And I is very hungry now. Is there like a fast-forward button here? I'm wondering if they have crab rangoons.
Yes, the crab rangoons are nice, actually. They get the crabs fresh daily from Celestia.
Mmm, Celestian crab rangoons. Need to hurry to Mushu now.
Oh, all right. Needing to reach the top of the tower and defeat Meow Yardy quickly, Ditto scours the LA underground, following obscure leads and talking to shady contacts until finally...
You mean...
That's right. If you have a problem with an evil wizard, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. Ditto meets up with the amazing Christina Bad Attitude Ice Dreamer, the charismatic Steven Faceman Spirit Caller, and the always incredible Overlord, Leisha Hannibal Darkheart, a crack Wizard City commando unit wanted for a crime they didn't commit. Well, maybe Steven did. He's a little shady sometimes.
Wait, does that make me the crazy one?
If the googly eyes fit. So, the foursome...
Plus Madame Jasmine.
Yes, the foursome plus Madame Jasmine storm Big Ben. Ironically, without any storm wizards present. Was it really storming the tower in this case? I guess it sounds better than deathing and icing the tower while the pyromancer cowers and cracks jokes.
Hey now!
With so many spells in the air you can walk on them, Ditto and the team climb the tower, villains and thugs falling before them. The magic is legendary. The battle ferocious. At some point, Icy Wiz takes out a blowtorch, some duct tape, and some milk bottles that get knocked over, and somehow creates a cannon that one-shots a big cat-looking boss thug.
Wow, cool! We done now?
Finally reaching the top of the tower, the team is shocked to find none other than Malastare.
Oh, there goes my appetite.
But after a few wisecracks, he vanishes, leaving the team to face off against Meow Yardy and his fearsome lieutenants.
Appetite back! Let's get him!
After an incredibly one-sided battle, Meow Yardy and his minions prove they are no match for actual trained wizards, who can do more than one cool spell.
Hey now, I got the final blow in with a meteor strike.
Ah, yes, how unexpected. You dropped meteors on your enemies. What a shocker.
Gets the job done. So, we won. Malastare's still a bad guy and got away. So, we go to Mushu now?
Actually, just as you're about to enter the spiral portal and head to Mushu, you get an urgent summons from the headmaster, saying your skills, such as they are needed once again in Grizzleheim.
No!
Join us again next time for more daring and exciting adventures with Ditto.